Welcome, and thank you for standing by. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. All participants will be on a listen-only mode for the duration of the call. During the question-and-answer period, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one. I'll now turn the call over to Dave McCormick. You may begin.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone, and good afternoon. We're glad you could join us for this webinar focused on NSF Smart and Connected Communities Program Solicitation. I'm David Corman, Program Director for the Computer Network and Systems Division in the Computer and Information and Engineering Directorate at National Science Foundation. Before we start, I want to discuss a few housekeeping guidelines. The webinar will be 1 hour in duration. We'll present for approximately 40 minutes, ending with answers to some frequently asked questions, and then the remainder of the time will be dedicated to a Q&A question and answer session with participants. That said, please save your questions until the end of the presentation. Q&A session will be guided by the operator, so please follow the operator's instructions for that part of the webinar. We have a large number of participants on the call today, so there may be a delay before you get an opportunity to ask a question. A few frequently asked questions have already been identified and will be reviewed at the beginning of the Q&A session. A summary Q&A list will be published on the SNCC solicitation homepage within the next 3 weeks. To kick off today's webinar, I want to introduce Dr. Ken Calvert, Division Director of Computer and Network Systems, to provide an NSF leadership perspective on smart connected communities.
Thanks, David, and hello, everyone. Welcome to this webinar on the Smart and Connected Communities Solicitation. This is an important program for us here at NSF, and I want to thank you for your interest. The solicitation has been updated and looks a bit different this year, and the changes are the result of our experience through last year's successful inaugural round of the program, as well as feedback from you, the community. The solicitation is intended to help you put together focused, clear proposals that address key aspects that we believe are important to achieving the goals of the program. The solicitation emphasizes four main components, and you'll hear a good deal more about these later. First is integrative research that deals not only with the technology itself, but also with the human and social dimensions of smart and connected communities. Next is substantive and meaningful community engagement, including clear identification of participating community partners and activities. Third is a management plan that describes how the project will ensure that collaboration occurs across disciplines and sectors and lays out the roles of all participants in the project. And finally, an evaluation plan that says how success will be defined and how progress towards success will be measured. And we believe there's a great deal to be learned through this program, and it offers great opportunities for synergy across disciplines, as witnessed by the fact that there's five directorates involved in the program. There's also a tremendous amount of interest in the community in the topic across the research community, as witnessed by the fact that this webinar is at capacity and got that way in a very short time. So I want to say thanks again for your interest, and now I'll turn it back over to David and the rest of the team to present the context and go over the details of the solicitation.
Thank you, Ken. On the webinar today, I also have with me Dr. Richard Malik, Program Director of the Civil Mechanical Manufacturing Innovation Division, CMMI for short, in the Engineering Directorate, as well as Dr. Sunil Narumalani, Program Director for Behavioral and Cognitive Sciences in the Social Behavioral and Economic Sciences Directorate at NSF. Both Richard and Sunil will participate in the webinar presentation, as well as in the Q&A session. To begin, I'll provide some context on NSF's Smart Connected Communities vision for the 21st century and provide an overview of a few 2017 awards within the SNCC portfolio. We'll then transition to the solicitation itself, NSF 18-520, which is requesting proposals for integrative research grants. We'll talk more about the scope and requirements for the solicitation. Finally, we'll end with a Q&A session. So this is the second year of the solicitation, as Ken mentioned. In 2017, we exceeded our goals for the number of projects we expected to fund in each of the award categories. You will note that the 2018 solicitation is somewhat different from the previous year. Some of the changes are as follows. First, we eliminated the requirement for preliminary proposals. Our sense is that now the community is aware of the program and its goals. Instead, we're requiring submission of a letter of intent. Letter of intent is not subject to merit review, but will help us, the NSF team, in determining how many panels and reviewers are needed. And the LOI must describe the work in sufficient detail to permit appropriate selection of potential reviewers. Next, instead of four award categories, there's now only a single category. We eliminated the Finding Friends award categories. We funded 23 of these in 2017 and want to see how these evolve. We also eliminated the Research Coordination Network award category. In 2017, we funded five and are similarly looking to see where those lead. For the single award category, we combined Track 1 and Track 2 awards from the integrative research category and changed the limits to between $750,000 and $3 million. Fourth, we added some additional structure to the project description or to make very explicit the topics that need to be covered. Pay close attention to the required selection sections in the project description. As Ken mentioned, these changes arose as a consensus following many discussions internally with proposers and reviewers. The project description now requires four subsections with the following content. Subsection 1, describe the integrative research. Subsection 2, tell us about your community and how you will engage with it. 3, describe your approach for project management and collaboration across your team. And 4, describe your evaluation plan and metrics. 5, you will note that we eliminated the supplementary document for collaboration plan. And last, we added a checklist to help you verify compliance with the solicitation. My partners in this webinar will expound upon these. So, what is our vision for the 21st century? NSF's Smart and Connected Communities program aims to leverage research activities, colleges and universities across the U.S. in close collaboration with local cities and communities, as well as industry, to enable cities and communities to bring about new levels of economic prosperity, jobs and security, consistent with national research and development priority areas. The NSF SNCC program is carrying out this goal through support of integrative socio-technical research that brings together computer and information scientists, engineers, social behavioral and economic scientists, and learning scientists. These research teams are working collaboratively with communities to transform a broad range of sectors: agriculture, civil infrastructure, emergency management, energy including smart electric power grid, health, manufacturing, public safety, rural and urban planning, transportation, water management, and many others. The NSF SNCC program includes participation from NSF directorates, SIS, as I mentioned before, Education and Human Resources, EHR for short, engineering, geosciences, as well as social, behavioral, and economic sciences. In addition to research investments, NSF has supported a series of workshops to to build capacity in the research community and inform the SNCC research agenda. Some of you may have participated in these workshops. This agenda is an example of convergence research at NSF, integrating knowledge, techniques, and expertise from multiple fields and sectors to form new and expanded frameworks for addressing the needs of communities across the U.S. In the first year of funding in fiscal year 2017, the SNCC program awarded $19.5 million to support 38 projects involving researchers at 34 lead institutions across the nation. A complete list of the SNCC awards is available online at nsf.gov/scc. These awards address a range of applications, including public safety, water systems, community health and wellness, energy, transportation, infrastructure, manufacturing, food systems, rural urban planning. They also span a diverse set of communities from large urban to small rural regions. Many of the SNCC projects focus on building capacity for long-term research innovation. These awards support planning and coordination activities to grow interdisciplinary and cross-sector teams that in turn can foster new lines of research with meaningful engagement for years to come. In particular, many of those are planning grants. Other awards aim to pursue visionary and integrative research agendas. Through these projects, researchers substantively engage with local community stakeholders to advance understanding, development, and implementation of SNCC solutions from both social and technological perspectives. Let me take a moment to highlight three examples of the kind of integrative research awards that NSF supported in 2017. The first is titled Socio-Technical Systems to Enable Smart and Connected Energy-Aware Residential Communities from Purdue University with Anna Giada Carava as the PI. PI Carava leads a multidisciplinary research team focused on large-scale data analytics and predictive modeling to provide residents with information and feedback to optimize and incentivize their energy management. Project aims to foster energy-aware communities that can be scaled across the U.S. The researchers will test their model in several hundred households through a partnership with the Indiana Housing and Community Development Agency. The second is titled Overcoming Social and Technical Barriers for the Broad Adoption of Smart Stormwater Systems, with the PI being Bronco Kirkes from the University of Michigan at Ann Arbor. PI Kirkes partners with engineers, social scientists, computer scientists, and environmental experts in collaboration with decision makers and local residents across four U.S. communities, prototyping development and use of smart stormwater systems. These systems will be able to anticipate changes in weather and the urban landscape and adapt their operation to dramatically improve community resilience to floods and changing water quality. The third project is titled Connecting the Smart City Paradigm with a Sustainable Urban Infrastructure Systems Framework to Advance Equity in Communities. PI is Dr. Shashi Shekhar from the University of Minnesota. PI Shekhar conducts research in the cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota, as well as Tallahassee, Florida, leading to a smart urban infrastructure systems framework that optimizes the spatial deployment of new infrastructures in cities and communities. The goal of the effort is to improve well-being, health, and environmental sustainability outcomes for all residents. These projects all feature strong integrative research spanning social and technical dimensions, as well as rich community engagement. Now I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Sunil Narimalani to walk you through an SNCC overview and the details of the SNCC components.
Thank you, David. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. So communities in the United States and around the world are entering a new era of transformation in which residents and their surrounding environments are increasingly connected through rapidly changing intelligent technologies. Concurrently, communities are unique and constantly evolving. Shifts in population size, demographics, economic opportunity, technology, built and natural environments, and available services all impact overall community culture, needs, and opportunities. A fundamental understanding of the complex dynamic interactions between technology and society is essential for unlocking the potential benefits of smart and connected communities. So the goal of the NSF Smart and Connected Communities program solicitation is to accelerate the creation of the scientific and engineering foundation that will enable smart and connected communities to bring about new levels of economic opportunity, growth and prosperity, safety and security, health and wellness, and overall quality of life. Successful SNCC projects are expected to pursue integrative research that addresses the technological and social dimensions of smart and connected communities, and undertake meaningful community engagement that integrates community stakeholders within the project. Meaningful community engagement will help frame the research directions, provide access to input for such research, and provide means of understanding the results that emerge from such research efforts. Additional requirements of the solicitation are a management plan that summarizes how the project will be managed across disciplines, institutions, and community entities, and an evaluation plan for assessing short, medium, and long-term impacts of their proposed activities. Now, as an SNC overview, for the purposes of this solicitation, communities are defined as having geographically delineated boundaries, such as towns, cities, counties, neighborhoods, community districts, rural areas, and tribal regions, consisting of various populations with the structure and ability to engage in meaningful ways with the proposed research activities. Generally, smart and connected communities are those that integrate information and communication technologies with the natural and built environment, including the infrastructure to improve the social, economic, and environmental well-being for those who live, work, or travel within it. The specific objectives of the solicitation are: number one, to enhance scientific and engineering knowledge that integrates technological and social dimensions through modeling, analysis, design, and in-situ experimentation in ways that improve the quality of life within the communities. Number two, foster the development of a multidisciplinary and diverse research community that encompasses and integrates the perspectives of scientific areas, supported by, but not limited to, participating NSF directorates. Number three, support research and community engagement that is directly informed by the needs, challenges, and opportunities of present and future communities. And number four, to conduct robust evaluation of project outcomes. So, the SNCC component of integrative research is as follows. As mentioned earlier, the project description must include separate subsections labeled integrative research, community engagement, management plan, and evaluation plan. We will now talk about each of these different subsections in greater detail. So in terms of the integrative research component, This must address both technological and social dimensions of smart and connected community and describe how the dimensions are integrated together. Proposals should engage the multidisciplinary perspectives of scientific areas supported by participating NSF directorates. Integrative research activities may address a range of application domains, including, and obviously not restricted to the following, agriculture, civil infrastructure, disaster mitigation and response, education, learning, energy, environmental quality, health and wellness, including items such as healthcare, resiliency, safety, social services, telecommunications, transportation, mobility, urban and rural planning, and water resources. And on the slide, you see a list of technological and social dimensions in a bulleted form, and this slide illustrates examples of these two dimensions. However, these are illustrative, and they're not all included. These include like new algorithms and modeling frameworks for understanding and exploiting high volumes of diverse and complex infrastructure and community-related data, and improved understanding of institutional and social responses to technological change within the communities. And this, of course, just to highlight a few of them. So, okay, in the community engagement slide, what we see is that this subsection should clearly identify and define the community and participating community stakeholders, and also describe activities that reflect meaningful community engagement. Such activities should extend beyond a single point of engagement, such as a public hearing prior to the start of the research project or a survey at its conclusion. Rather, the community engagement should consider community stakeholders as an integral to the research, and investigators and community partners are encouraged to work closely to develop and evaluate creative approaches to accomplish the goals of the proposed research. Community partners may also have leadership roles within the proposing team. Community stakeholders may include some or all of the following: residents, neighborhood or community groups, nonprofit or philanthropic organizations, businesses and municipal organizations such as libraries, public works departments, health and social service agencies, and schools. In addition, stakeholder engagement may leverage partnerships with regional stakeholders, including local, county, and state governments and departments, as well as regional cooperative initiatives. Importantly, the sustainability of research outcomes should be considered as a dimension of community engagement. For example, by developing plans for transitioning research results to practice, pursuing collaborations that link these research outcomes to planned efforts within the community, or identifying joint investment models for implementing innovative research solutions would be the mechanisms by which this would work. So what are the key takeaways from this? Identify who your community is, how they are engaged, and how are you working with them to accomplish the goals of the research. Be specific and clear. You can work with more than one community, and NSF does not restrict funding community partners to help accomplish the goals of this research. Now, the management and collaboration plan component. So researchers from diverse fields are expected to work collaboratively and interdependently, creating shared vision, models, methods, and discoveries. Each proposal must contain a management plan that describes how the project will be managed across the disciplines, institutions, the community, and the different entities involved. This plan should identify specific collaboration mechanisms that will enable cross-discipline and cross-sector integration of teams and provide a timeline, including principal tasks and associated interactions. Each proposal must provide a summary of expertise of the team members in the management plan, The plan must also address specific roles and responsibilities of the collaborating PIs, co-PIs, and other senior personnel, the paid consultants, the stakeholder participants, and describe how these tasks will be integrated over the course of the project. Once again, the key takeaway is tell us how you're going to work together and integrate and integrating the disciplines of your team. And then the evaluation plan. Evaluation plan, basically you're going to tell us how you are going to gauge your progress to meeting the proposals, goals, and milestones. What are the metrics that you're going to use? Evaluation may employ any variety of systematic methods, you know, qualitative and or quantitative methods, public participation in data collection, periodic and or longitudinal analysis, experiments, or other approaches to successfully evaluate the project. So now I'm going to turn this over to Dr. Richard Mullock to walk you through the details of the SCC proposal category, award, and eligibility information and preparation instructions.
All right, thank you, Sunil. This Smart Connected Community solicitation will support Smart Connected Community Integrated Research Grants, or SNCC IRG, awards that will support the conduct of fundamental integrative research with meaningful community engagement. SNCC IRG proposals may request total budgets ranging from $750,000 to $3 million for periods of up to 4 years. Propose what is appropriate to accomplish the goals of your proposal. So we want to provide flexibility for you to have the right size budget for the research project that fits your needs. The number of awards is dependent upon the proposals received and the degree to which proposals meet solicitation goals, NSF merit review criteria, and solicitation-specific review criteria. NSF anticipates investments up to $19.25 million. Estimated program budget, number of awards, and average award size and duration are subject to the availability of funds and the quality of proposals received. Eligibility information. This program does not impose restrictions to propose. However, proposals must meet NSF criteria for intellectual merit and broader impact. As specified in the solicitation, an individual may appear as a PI, co-PI, senior personnel, or consultant on no more than two proposals submitted in response to this solicitation. Proposals involving multiple institutions must be submitted by a lead institution with funding for all other participating institutions made through sub-awards. For U.S. universities and 2- and 4-year colleges with overseas campuses, this solicitation restricts eligibility to research activities using the facilities, equipment, and other resources of the campuses located in the U.S. only. Please see the NSF Proposal and Award Policies and Procedure Guide, also known as the PAPPG, NSF Document 18-1, for additional information and to make sure you meet all eligibility requirements. Submission of a letter of intent is required in order to be eligible to submit an SNCC Integrative Research Grant proposal. Failure to submit an LOI will result in a proposal being returned without review. Submitting an LOI does not oblige potential proposers to submit a proposal. A single LOI should be submitted by the lead institution only. LOIs are not subject to merit review, but rather are used for internal planning purposes. Investigators will not receive feedback on their LOI. There is no limit to the number of LOIs from any given institution. The lead PI and institution must remain the same for the SNCC IRG proposal. However, the composition of the team may change at the discretion of the proposer. The proposal idea also may be modified. See the solicitation for further details on submitting the LOI. Composers must follow the most current version of the NSF PAPPG for guidance on the required sections of a full research proposal submitted to the NSF, which will be effective for proposals submitted or due on or after January 30th, 2018. The letter of intent deadline is January 30th, and full proposals are due on February 28th at 5 p.m. your local time. Proposers of full proposals have the option to submit in response to the SNCC program solicitation via grants.gov or via the NSF Fastlane system. Please remember to give yourself ample time to submit. Fastlane and grants.gov are not always the easiest systems to navigate, and remember that your offices of sponsored research may require you have the full proposal prepared and submitted to them several business days in advance of the NSF submission deadline. Late proposals are not accepted. It is the responsibility of the proposer to assure submitted proposals meet all requirements detailed within the Smart Connected Communities solicitation, NSF document 18-520. The title of the proposal must begin with the letters SCC, followed by a colon. The rest of the title of the proposal should describe the project in concise, informative language such that a scientifically or technically literate reader can understand what the project is about. The title should emphasize the scientific work to be undertaken and be suitable for use in public press. Project descriptions are limited to 15 pages in length. Note, proposals may be submitted only if a letter of intent for the same topic by the same PI has been submitted by the LOI deadline. The project description must include separate sections labeled integrative research, community engagement, management plan, and evaluation plan as described previously in this webinar and in the solicitation document. Proposals lacking one or more of these sections will be returned without review. The project description must provide details on an integrative research approach and describe how the community engagement components infuse into and support the proposed research. Specifically, the project description must outline specific social and technological research questions, hypotheses, and research gaps, fully describe the community and explain the rationale and breadth of community engagement and how this engagement will be sustained throughout the duration of the award, describe the management of the project and the proposed approach to data collection and evaluation, and describe the vision for success for the proposal, including specifically defining the project goals and the definition of a successful outcome and how success will be evaluated. Supplementary documentation includes project personnel and partner institutions document, and any letters of collaboration. Now I'm going to turn it over to Dr. David Corman to walk through the SNCC due dates, program director contact information, and to provide a quick review of the key solicitation requirements.
Thank you, Richard. Due dates. So here are just important reminders about the solicitation. Letter of intent date is January 30th, 2018. Full proposal deadline, February 28th. As with all solicitations, proposals are due by 5 p.m. submitters local time. Don't be late. In this next chart, we provide a set of contacts for program directors that represent each of the NSF directorates participating in this solicitation. You may use the list to target the appropriate point of contact within each directorate. Please note, the following information is current at the time of publishing. See the program website for any updates to the points of contact. Thank you. The SNCC solicitation at a glance. Thank you for joining us today for the SNCC webinar. Please check the SNCC webpage at nsf.gov/SCC for more information about NSF's Smart Connected Community activities. Please consider serving on an NSF SNCC review panel and or recommending individuals to to serve on SNCC panels. Your participation in the review process is critical to NSF. Some points at a glance. Our goal is to accelerate the creation of scientific and engineering foundations that will enable smart connected communities to bring about new levels of economic opportunity and growth, safety, security, health and wellness, and overall quality of life. We mentioned previously the four key components in your proposal: integrative research, community engagement, management collaboration plan, and the evaluation plan. There's a limit on PI submissions. See the solicitation for details. Total funding, $19.25 million, subject to availability of funds. Participating directorates include SIES, Engineering, SBE, EHR, and GEO. And remember, these proposals are integrative and multidisciplinary. Read the solicitation carefully, NSF 18520, and visit the webpage for more information about NSF's investments. You may also wish to contact SCC questions at nsf.gov with additional questions. Couple of key takeaways. Proposals require strong integrative research. Be specific about your community and show strong engagement. Point to remember, if you are unclear defining your community and level engagement, how can the reviewers be expected to evaluate it? In this solicitation, there are minimal restrictions on who can submit. Collaborative proposals must be submitted by a lead institution with funding for all other participating institutions through subawards. Again, read the solicitation carefully. Think about the scope and impact of the research. NSF proposals are highly competitive, and unfortunately, not all great proposals can be awarded. I'll now turn it back over to Sunil to provide you with several frequently asked questions and answers.
Thank you, David. So this is probably the best part where you have some FAQs. The formal FAQ list will be posted on the SNCC solicitation website in late January, early February. Questions answered today are informal, and they serve to clarify. The solicitation is the official word. Okay, that's the main document. The formal FAQ is an advisory document and is not binding. So one of the first FAQs that we come across is, how is a community defined, and how many communities are required for partnership? Well, for the purpose of this solicitation, communities are defined as having geographically delineated boundaries with the towns, cities, counties, neighborhoods, community districts, rural areas, and tribal regions, consisting of various populations with the structure and the ability to engage in meaningful ways with the proposed research activities. The proposals really should clearly identify and define the community and participating community stakeholders, and also describe the activities that reflect the meaningful community engagement. Participation of at least one community is required. It is expected that this participation will be undertaken through collaboration with one or more community partners. So another question is, can an institution, for example, a university, a library, a hospital, be considered a community for the purpose of this solicitation? The community that is an institution, that the institution itself serves, must extend beyond the walls of the institution. At a minimum, the project will need to demonstrate substantive interaction with the community that is served by the institution. The research team needs to persuasively demonstrate who their community is and how they are engaging. The next question, next FAQ is, what is a community partner and who might be a community partner for your research? But community partners are those collaborators who are directly linked to the community. As described in the solicitation, some of the examples of community partnership organizations include, but are not limited to, towns, cities, counties, neighborhoods, community districts, rural areas, and tribal regions. The community partners can also range from neighborhood organizations, nonprofits operating in the community, government entities at local, regional, and other levels. The main thing to understand is that the community partner can be both a source of data and provide a means of integration of the research into that community. Now, talking about letters of collaboration, when must the letter of collaboration be included in the proposal? Now, for that, please see the fact sheet. For more specifics on the letter of collaboration, please see the fact sheet, Chapter 2, C2D, for the details that are on the slide. In the NSF document 18-1, for information regarding the letter of collaboration from unfunded collaborators. A letter of collaboration, for example, may be used to demonstrate community engagement from unfunded partners. In addition, that engagement should be detailed in the proposal as outlined in the solicitation. How is the SNCC solicitation distinguished from other solicitations? Well, a central distinguishing feature of the SNCC solicitation is the requirement to incorporate community engagement and have integrated research, whereas these elements are not required, though some may be present at some point in several of the programs, such as the cyber-physical systems, CRIS, which is a critical resilient interdependent dependent infrastructure systems, SATSI is a secure and trustworthy cyberspace, innovations of the nexus of food, energy, and water, which is INFUSE, and cyberhuman systems of CHS, and there are other NSF core programs. So now, is a letter of intent required? I think that's an unequivocal yes. So you need to make sure that a letter of intent is submitted by the deadline, January 31st. Can a proposal be, a full proposal be submitted if a letter of intent is not submitted? No, a full proposal can only be submitted if a letter of intent is received by the deadline, which is January 30th, not 31st, as I mentioned. Many elements of a proposal can change, obviously, with that period of month that is there, including the team composition, integrated research focus, but you do not submit an LOI, a proposal will not be reviewed. Now, I will return to Dr. David Corman, who will moderate a question and answer session from the audience.
So let me go through a couple of final points. The solicitation does not forestall you providing funds to community partners. Second, you can have more than one community. In fact, you can have an international community. However, NSF cannot provide funds to an international team partner. Their participation must be funded outside of the proposal. Do not miss the LOI deadline. Do not submit a proposal without the required elements and submit your proposal on time. Now we'll break for questions.
We will now begin our question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 from your phone, unmute your line, and record your first and last name clearly when prompted. One moment as we wait for the first question. Comes from Beth Minot. Your line is now open.
Hi, thank you. This is Beth Minot for Georgia Tech. Thank you for this informative webinar. You've made it quite clear that the letter of intent is required. However, there's going to be flexibility in terms of topic and team. How are you going to ensure that a submitted proposal is connected to a past letter of intent?
We will do that in part through identifying the principal investigator, who will be one of the keys, and then we will be able to go through the submitted proposals to ensure that that there is actually a match between the LOI and a proposal that was submitted.
All right, and then a person is limited to two proposals as PI, co-PI, or senior principal.
Right.
Thank you.
And that's specified in the solicitation.
Right.
Our next question comes from Jared Elsie. Your line is now open.
Hi, this is Jared Elsie from Meharry Medical College in Nashville, Tennessee, and I was wondering if applicants will be made aware of other LOIs if they come in from the same region or city after the LOI due date that would allow us to collaborate or contact other potential partners or to see if other applications might align with what we intend to do.
Unfortunately, the answer to that is no. It may be a good idea, but LOIs are intended to be confidential submissions.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question comes from Daniel Mose. Your line is now open.
Hi, thanks for the informative webinar. Can partners be for-profit organizations that provide services to the community?
And the answer to that is yes. The solicitation is, as we mentioned, is somewhat different, somewhat atypical from many other NSF solicitations that restrict proposers to academic, to four-year academic or two-year community college or other nonprofits. So the answer is yes.
And can the lead be a for-profit organization?
The answer to that is yes also. What you have to judge for yourself is if you're leading, if there is a team, how can you put together the most compelling proposal story? That's what your focus should be.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 from your phone, unmute your line, and record your first and last name clearly when prompted. If you'd like to withdraw your question, please press star 2. Our next question comes from Ketan Salva. Your line is now open.
I have two questions. The first question is my understanding correct that for this round, there is no way to get feedback on our proposal vision before the proposal deadline. Is that correct?
Well, it's not necessarily correct. What we are providing feedback on is LOIs that are submitted.
But then I'm confused because I think I heard that no feedback will be provided on the LOI.
Right, that's my point. You can discuss, you can contact one of the program directors listed in the contact list and briefly identify the potential idea that you have.
Okay.
However, when you submit an LOI, we aren't going to provide feedback to that LOI that gets submitted. So the feedback you may get might be informal from discussing your idea with one of the program directors spanning the multiple directorates listed.
Okay. Thanks. And my second question is, what restrictions, if any, apply to what kind of community, so what activities of the communities can be budgeted in the proposal? For example, if part of the proposal requires a technician to deploy some of the algorithms, is that activity an eligible, would be eligible to be funded by this proposal?
I think we indicated the answer to that in kind of the final takeaways. So, as we said, you know, we aren't restricting what you provide to a community partner.
As long as the activity is justifiable and linkable to the objectives of the research that has been set out in the proposal.
Okay. That's all I had. Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Jason Dedrick. Your line is open.
Okay.
So I think we should move on to the next one. We haven't heard a question.
Our next question comes from Ishir Morshed. Your line is now open.
Hi, I'm Ishir Morshed from the University of Memphis. Typically in collaborative proposal, there is a separate document for management plan. In this case, because management plan is included in the proposal, will there be no need for a separate management plan?
So that's described in the solicitation. Remember, as we said, there are no collaborative proposals submitted. It's a lead institute. Proposal is submitted by a lead institution, and the management plan, as described in the solicitation, includes how you will manage the program, what are specific tasks and activities to be coordinated, as well as how you're going to collaborate across both your community partners as well as the various members of your team.
Thank you.
And as we said, it's submitted by a single institution, single lead institution.
There are no other questions in queue at this time.
I think we could wait 2 more minutes till 4 p.m. Okay.
Our next question comes from Jason Dedrick. Your line is now open.
Hi, can you hear me this time?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I cut myself off. Sorry about that. My question is, in terms of contracting with or paying the community partners, are there any guidelines or restrictions? Would they be consultants or subcontractors, or what kind of setup would be okay or acceptable, or should we avoid?
I think we actually just pretty much answered that question. You know, how you do it is transparent to us. It's you using good judgment and making sure that whatever you provide is consistent with the goals and objectives and activities that you present in your proposal.
Okay, thank you. That's helpful.
Our next question comes from Jiang Lu. Your line is now open.
Hi, this is Jen from University of Arizona. First, thank you for the very informative webinar. I have 2 questions. First, the question is about the letter of intent. Is there any template or page limit for the IOI?
So I believe there is, and you should, I believe it's identified in PAPG. And I believe we also identified specific content of the LOI in the proposal, in the solicitation.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And another, great. Okay, another question is, since the community needs to be identified, should we explicitly, you know, define the community, like which city, which county, or which so on and so forth, and should we provide like a letters of collaboration from the, for example, city mayor's office or so?
So remember, be as specific as possible. Letters of collaboration that describe how their first year proposal should discuss how they're going to collaborate, and a letter of collaboration should really validate what you say in the proposal.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Rufao. Your line is now open.
Thank you very much for giving me the question. So my question is that this call requires the integration of information and the communication technology environment. Does this mean the focus really is developing or using information and communication technology? For example, if someone proposed to develop some kind of new material and then integrate the research into a certain community, is considered responsive to this call?
I think the answer is yes, in fact, and part of that is, as the solicitation describes, you know, we have representation from multiple directorates, including engineering, who may be involved in things like smart materials, flexible materials that may support some kind of smart connected community idea. But remember, again, engagement, community engagement is critical, as well as what kind of data and evaluation will be provided during whatever experimentation or piloting that's done with perhaps this material.
Just think about what's the connection between this material and an overall vision for a smart connected community. You really need to connect those dots in the proposal, and if you can do that, I think it's a perfectly reasonable thing to propose. If it's just a hypothetical, yes, this material might be used in some community someday, that's not a really strong connection. So think about how it connects into the overall vision and how it connects to the societal dimensions that we also require in the solicitation.
Yes, don't forget the social part. because in the end, it's people that are going to be using it.
Okay, thank you.
There are no other questions in queue at this time.
We could answer a couple of the questions that we can see online. So, can proposals to SCC be submitted as an RUI proposal? The answer is yes. It still has to be compliant with the SCC solicitation, and RUIs entail some additional activities. Does a community partner have to be a local, regional, state government, or can it be a nonprofit organization? The answer to that is yes. It can be a nonprofit, can be a regional, can be a local government. There, you have to identify the community partner to us. We aren't making a, we aren't very restrictive on what that community, who that community partner is. Point is, you have to engage with them. Patchy, I think we answered that. We answered that.
Yeah.
We just answered that.
We answered
that. Will applications be made? Yes, the answer. We did that. Community partners should not. So the question was, community partners should not include local businesses or industry partner, yes or no? And the answer to that is they could be. Community partners could include local businesses, could include a local business district that you're going to impact, and it could include some industry partners as you build through your engagement story. So the so the question is, would stakeholders such as a public safety or emergency operations management for a large campus qualify to be a community, or does the community have to be strictly outside of campus? The answer to that is make the story. You know, it's, you've got to tell us why it's a good community, how it impacts, not just how it impacts the quality of life within that area. And think about also in this, is that research going to be transferable outside that campus environment to other parts of the community? So communities frequently, universities, campuses, are frequently still part of a larger community. And how does that community that's outside the walls of that campus interact with that emergency and public safety?
A subtle thing on this one, but the way it was asked was posed in terms of, could a group of people be the community, right? Because it says, would stakeholders form the community? And the solicitation explicitly says it needs to be a geographically defined region. It might just have been the way they typed the question, but in, just in case that that was, they're confused about that, you need to identify the geographic boundaries.
And what's that one?
National
Flying
Through 20.
So we, this says, so projects should be, should span technological and social dimensions. We do not, so you've got to build the story in your proposal that it, that your research spans those dimensions. That doesn't say I have to choose people from this department, this department, this department. Make the story and convince us, as well as convince the reviewers. If you have doubts that it's that multidisciplinary, think again about what your reviewers may look at.
You need to make sure that your team has the relevant skills and expertise to be able to perform the research. If you're going to have, say, a substantial social science component in it and you don't have an appropriate individual who's going to perform those things, then it's going to fall through. So keep that in mind.
So I think the point is that it's the expertise that matters, not what the department that
yeah,
happens.
Correct.
To see it,
exactly.
Right? It's expertise driven.
How does a project, that's how does a project, here's a question. How does a project that solves a problem of one single community compared to a project that solves a problem common to many communities with one specific stakeholder as a collaborator. So I think, I'm not quite sure I understand the question. I think if the question is, how will we rate those? How will those be evaluated? It's going to be evaluated based on the strength of your proposal. If the question is it good to have research that's transferable across communities, that certainly is something that is a desirable trait.
I would just add to that, I mean, the two merit review criteria are intellectual merit and broader impact. I mean, think of it in those terms. You need to put a narrative in the proposal that explains what's the intellectual merit and what's the impact from that research activity. If you can make the case that you can have a huge impact by focusing on one problem in one community, then that's your narrative, and that's fine. It's the PI's responsibility to convince the panel of that.
So let me go to there's one question that it's kind of incomplete, but the other question was, NSF made a number of planning grant awards in 2017. Assuming these awards will develop into full proposals, will they be considered in the same pool of proposals in 2018? The answer to that is, we have not, the answer to that is yes. In addition to that, a planning grant proposer does not, one of the conditions, there is no condition in a planning grant proposal that they submit a proposal for 2018. Those are separate awards. The decision to submit a full proposal is up to the proposers. And
Center that has mandate of engaging with the community, consider a community partner.
So, okay, can a college, universities, civic engineering
engagement center
that has a
mandate of engaging with the community,
be considered. Make the story.
Yes.
I mean, that's, you know, a lot of these are going to depend on you, the proposer, putting together a convincing proposal indicating that they are a great community partner. Or would it be better off as a different department? Not sure that I get that. Again, point is, it's your proposal. You tell us the community, why it's a community, how you're going to engage with it, and who you're going to be engaging with in the community.
Oh, are they asking if, since that's attached to the university, they should include them as a co-PI versus just a letter of support or something?
Yeah, by themselves, they don't become a community partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. A civic engagement center by itself is not a community partner, but if it engages individuals from the community,
it still could be a very useful part of the project.
Okay, so this last question. What are you looking for in a planning grant? We actually are not looking for planning grants. The planning grant category is not in this year's solicitation. Does the title of the project have to stay the same? Make it easy for us. Does your website provide more info than the abstract about the 2017 and other awardees? answer to that is the abstract's the only publicly available information. It lists, identifies PI, and also provides email addresses and contact information. So if you want to contact those PIs that put to, that won various awards, feel, you know, it's up to you to contact them and up to the awardee to decide how much information they wish to share.
Thank you.
With that, I think we are concluded. Thank you for your time, and we hope to see some great proposals rolling in.
Thank you for your participation in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.